Hey, Justin.
Hey, Darren.
Yeah, so it happens to be the third week of the month.
It's that time again.
That's weird. Yeah, welcome to week three, where, strangely enough, on the third full week of the month, Justin and I sit down and we talk about whatever we want to talk about. Just kind of grab a topic at random, and it's my turn. And oh boy.
You know it's going to be good when it starts out with, oh boy.
Well, I sent you a photo.
You did.
You completely did. Non-context.
You did. It was a toy.
Yeah, so it seemed to be on a toy kick, and out of nowhere, I was reminded of the most obscure shows recently. Shows, toy lines. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. What if I told you that there was, when we were growing up, an animated series co-developed with NASA's Young Astronaut Council, and by the people who were, you know, Deke, so behind some of, like, the bigger cartoons of the 80s.
Okay.
And it also featured a toy line. And it lasted only 13 episodes. And by 1990, the company was out of business.
Okay.
It's also one of my favorite toys. Starcom, the U.S. Space Force.
Starcom, the U.S. I've never heard of this.
Neither has anyone else. I seem to be the only person who has any goddamn knowledge of this. Although I looked it up on eBay, and I'll tell you what prices are at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Yeah, because I need to get a lot of this off my chest, because a lot of people don't know what the hell Starcom is. So I'm just going to run through some of the details. Yeah, it was a 13-episode half season of a cartoon by Deet in 1987, aired from September to November.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was co-developed with NASA's Young Astronaut Council with some really complex engineering for the toys. See, the toys are what draw me in. So this was like a sci-fi animated series where you've got Earth astronauts tangling with the forces of this evil Emperor Dark. Yes, his last name is Dark.
As you do.
And of course, he had spaceships that were all black with like little reverse triforces on them. And my wife asked me, well, what was Emperor Dark's first name? And my answer was Emperor, of course, because
yeah,
it only lasted 13 episodes. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I'm currently looking at photos of it online, and I have no recollection of this whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
So this was co-developed with Coleco.
Okay.
Who also did the ColecoVision in 1985, the failed video game console. And that's kind of what led to Starcom, in that they desperately needed to make their money back. And they think, okay, an animated series will do. They didn't take into account goddamn Transformers.
Yeah.
You know? And just how cutthroat cartoons of the 80s were. But what I really loved about them, and I don't know if you noticed this from the photo I sent you, and I'm going to like try to like add some videos to our post at dkpodcast.com about this, but the toys all featured a couple of unique features. The little figures were maybe 2 inches tall.
Okay.
But on their feet, on the bottom of their feet, were magnets. So like they could spacewalk like up your refrigerator and whatever.
Oh, okay.
But all of the vehicles, from the space station itself to the spaceships to whatever, had magnetic parts on them, which did a couple of things. One, you could, of course, have your little space guys like attached to, you know, the outside. But also, there was this feature called power deploy, where you would wind up certain parts. And then whenever you set your little guy on the magnetic plate, it would cause other parts of the spaceship to kind of slowly open, like the cockpit, or it would like raise up this little missile launcher. Huh. Or there was even this big space carrier, and I had a whole bunch of these toys, where you would set a guy on that, and it would open this loading dock, and slowly it would pull out like this a little equipment tray where you could store like your little rovers and stuff like that. So it was really kind of ahead of its time in that they basically repurposed stuff that you saw in the Zoids toy line with these little whirring motors and resistors that all reacted to the magnets on your figure's feet. So I thought that was just the coolest thing. And I had, you know, the big space station and everything, and I could spend hours just kind of like putting these little guys on there and hearing it as, you know, it raised and lowered cranes and all that stuff. But I did some digging on the show, the animated series, and the villains were called the Shadow Force Starmada.
Okay.
Because Armada in space. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you get it. Yeah. StarCom was made up of guys from mostly American space marine kind of stuff, but there were some other people from different parts of the world as well. But they only did just like a few waves of the toys. And once the animated series was canceled in the U.S., it still somehow managed to hang on in Europe for like 3 more years. So like if you look around, you can still find, I checked Amazon because there apparently was a home DVD release in 2015. Now that's the good news. The bad news is no one can find the DVD. In fact, Amazon Prime Video has StarCom, but it's not available in the US.
Of course.
You can watch it in Europe.
Of course.
Or, you know, you can use a VPN and watch it wherever you are. But you can right now, you can get a VHS from StarCom, 3 episodes on Amazon for $7.95.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised that there is a VHS of this. The description for this particular collection: join the men and women of StarCom, keepers of peace, as they race for knowledge and fight to defend freedom in the solar system. But then StarCom's new defense satellite malfunctions and starts firing at StarCom spaceships, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah. It's one of those weird things that, like, it was almost like a Mandela effect where, like, I knew that I remembered this show, but no one else did. You had Colonel John Slim Griffin, who was apparently the guy in charge. Characters like Colonel Paul Crowbar Corbin, Lieutenant Kelsey Carver, the Shadow Force had, you know, Emperor Dart, who was voiced by Neil Monroe, who was a Scottish-born actor. And I'm trying to see if there's anything that you might have known him from, because he did a lot of stuff in the 80s, mostly bad. You know, like Murder by Phone and, you know, Dancing in the Dark and John and the Misses. So, like, no one who's really going to, like, light the world on fire. But it's just, to me, it's fun to be able to finally talk about this stuff because nobody freaking remembers StarCom, and it's driving me insane. So I turn the floor to you. Do you have any StarCom-related questions that I might be able to answer?
I don't know where to begin.
Okay, well, how about this? Emperor Dart, who was the main villain for the show, his toy you had to mail away for.
Oh,
you remember mail away?
Oh, yeah. You
know? Because I have like a Clark Kent superpowers. But the thing about Emperor Dart's design, and I'm going to show you on our video stream, is he kind of looks like Guile from Street Fighter, but in bad cosplay.
No, he looks like James Hatfield from Metallica in a bad Guile cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And that figure alone is like $50 right now on eBay. But like, occasionally I'll get this wild hair and I'm like, man, I could go for some StarCom right now. Because, you know, I miss when I had less responsibilities and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, the average like StarCom thing, like you can get the Shadow Bandit. Let me show you this spaceship. This is like one of the villain's spaceships. It's purple. It's got like the reverse Triforce on it. Yeah. You know, take a wild guess at the price.
How big is it?
It is, well, it's still in the box, so that helps. But yeah, when we talk, we're talking like maybe like 5 inches long.
Okay. 120.
Close. 118.
Yeah, I went over, so I don't win the showcase.
Yeah, yeah, but like I really, really, really miss the, I thought that, space, I'm a nerd for space anyway, but the fact that they combined that with, you know, the exploration and the whole spaceship's interactivity was just something that I don't think we've really seen even to this day after that, where, you know, we've had stuff where like, if you put, this figure here, then it, maybe it'll light up or something like that. But I don't remember stuff where like a spaceship will like raise or lower its landing gear and open its wings and fire rockets all based on where you've got your figure placed, you know?
Yeah.
And of course nowadays, I mean, cause I had a lot of the vehicles, but like they are now prone to yellowing. You know, normally it was like a big white spaceship, but, now they're prone to yellowing, stuff like that. But if you can find like a good complete set, it'll easily run you like a couple $100 minimum. But if anyone out there has some StarCom things laying around the house that they want to get rid of, I might know a guy. I might be a guy.
Yeah. This reminds me of one of those other obscure TV shows kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember a cartoon called The Adventures of T-Rex?
No.
Okay, so, and I know we're talking about StarCom, so I'll keep this quick. But
No, it's fine.
In a world where it's only dinosaurs, there's no humans. So dinosaurs have evolved to become the dominant species. They have technology and cars and whatever. They're anthropomorphic.
Sure.
Five brothers who make their living as entertainers at a club don super suits and have superpowers to fight the evil crime boss. And okay. they're of course Tyrannosaurus Rexes. So together as a group, they are T-Rex. That is the name of their superhero group.
Okay.
One has like super leg powers. The other has super tail powers. One has super jaw powers, super arm powers, and like mental telepathy or something like that. So together they make a complete superhero, but they never like Voltron form together. They're just five individuals who use their special skills. And damned if the intro didn't slap, because it's very like upbeat, jazz, entertaining kind of thing.
Nice.
It's not a great show by any means, but
I need to track that down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did want to mention one more thing about because the toys never caught on for StarCom. Poor promotion. TV show didn't last.
Yeah.
The toys came before the TV show.
Ooh.
Yeah. But they did actually, as I've done more research, they did very well in Europe and Southeast Asia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the rights are currently owned by Mattel. They removed the U.S. flag from some of the toys. They ended up like relaunching it in the early 1990s. No word on how it did, because again, just in Europe. But
yeah,
Mattel, if you're listening, and you're probably not, but if you are, there are fives of us out here who remember StarCom, and we will pay you money dollars if you give us, I'll even pay you in space bucks, whatever it takes.
Ooh, that, you know, he's serious, folks. He's busting out the space bucks.
Well, I really do think that, like, because you know how much of a freaking space nerd I am with like Star Wars and Star Trek and sci-fi in general and Mass Effect. And, you know, I've got Commander Shepard's helmet and I've got like replica spaceships around the house. I think it all dates back to this because like this was like when I was 4, 5, you know, right when I'm starting to figure out what it is I like.
Yeah.
And I remember Superpowers. I remember Thundercats. And I remember goddamn space, you know, StarCom. One of these things is not like the others, unfortunately.
Yeah, well. So is your, you said you had the toys, but is like, did you watch the TV series or did you just have the toys because they look cool?
I want to say that I saw an episode of the TV series. It's kind of like, do you remember Captain Power?
Captain Power. Give me a little bit more.
Okay. Captain Power was like a kind of a VHS toy mix-up where you had these spaceship, again, spaceship like fighter jets. But they had like a pistol grip underneath so you could hold them like a gun. And you're watching the VHS tape and you can pull the trigger and fire this beam of light at the VHS tape to like shoot down the bad guys.
Yes, I had something similar. I don't know if it was Captain Power, but I had something similar. Yes.
Okay, that might be like a week, three, a couple months from now.
All right.
But, you know, I've always been kind of drawn to that kind of stuff. And I want to say I watched, I know I've seen at least one episode, but I'm pretty sure that my folks got me the toys just because they knew I was into space stuff. And the toys had a much bigger impact on me than the animated series, obviously.
Well, yeah, clearly.
I mean, how much impact can you make with 13 episodes?
I don't know, man.
So, yeah. There's not a whole lot of meat on the bone because the series didn't last. But that is... That's what I wanted to talk about this week. I wanted to talk about StarCom, the U.S. Space Force, and man, it could have been something. It was something really special, but it could have been something really special.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. I am now more educated.
All right. I'm going to have to like find some videos. Someone has bound to have posted an episode or
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Start saving up my money for eBay. So, all right, well, that's it for this this month's week three. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast services. Find all of our links at geekcavepodcast.com, including we've got shows every week, including You Want Me to Watch What, which is our movie review podcast, and, of course, Geek Cave Podcast, which covers movies, video games, comics, and pretty much anything else geeky. So I believe it's your turn next time.
Yeah, and I'll come up with something.
All right. Bye.
Bye.